Welcome back to Footsteps in the Attic. You know, some guests are just so nice. You have to have them on twice. And I am thrilled to have my guest on tonight because she is an actress extraordinaire. She is a dancer extraordinaire. She is a costume designer extraordinaire, which I just found out prior to coming on air. She is, I mean, she's everywhere. She's about to be seen in the feature film Garden of Eden, which I am so excited to watch. And you may have caught her in the feature horror film That's a Wrap. Please welcome back to the show the beautiful, amazing Miss Sarah Palednak. Sarah, how are you?
Hi. Oh my gosh, I'm so good. That was a very, very sweet intro.
And I stand in truth. These are all facts I'm throwing out there.
Yay. And so excited to be chatting.
And it's hard, by the way, to pin Sarah down because this woman travels constantly. If you check her social media, she's in some either other country or just some part of the United States. And I'm just like, okay, she's there for one day and then the next day she's somewhere else. Yeah. Sarah, how do you keep track of your travels?
Oh, barely. Hardly. Honestly, sometimes I don't even know where I'm going. I just get the Delta app notification that I've got a flight and it's like, it's happening tomorrow. So barely at all. But yeah,
we are very happy to announce on this show, though, I have an exclusive. She is actually going to get to relax for a few days at Christmas time and be with her family in Vegas. And I'm very happy for you for that.
Oh, my gosh. Me too. I'm so excited. You know, it really started actually today was like the kind of the day of like, okay.
Yeah.
Don't have anything for a few days. Like, this is really, really nice. So I've just been like leaning into that. And it's raining today in LA. So yeah. It's been perfect.
That's the sign. That's the relaxation sign. That's what rain is for.
Oh, yes, absolutely. I love the rain.
Me too.
It's my favorite. Yeah.
Oh, see, this is another reason we're friends, not to cut you off, because people know that I'm the guy that talks people into liking rainy days because,
Seriously, I always like multiple people have like laughed at me because I'm like, oh, it's gorgeous outside. It's so gloomy and dark and rainy. It's just a perfect day. Like, yeah, but it really is. I mean, it's really special, like, to get to see the sky like that. And yes. I think too, because I'm originally from Las Vegas where it rains like twice a year. So like to me, it really is like just like, oh my gosh, it's like a, I don't even know, something extraordinary.
I am. So, and it forces you to decompress and just relax. Yeah. I mean, come on. And
it
that's,
really does.
Yes. And it makes you look inward and maybe just do something creative or just be, which is the most important thing.
Yeah, I completely agree with that. It's sort of like a release.
Yes.
You know, from the sky and just sounds so silly, but it's just like, okay, it's just a reminder of like the world is bigger than you. And if the world wants to like rain today, then you have to abide by it.
Well said. Yes, I do know.
Yeah.
So Sarah, I finally got to watch That's a Wrap. And yes, I did. And how much fun was that movie? I love that, first of all, that it took place at a wrap party, which was so creative. Great choice.
I thought that was so creative as well. Just like the whole set.
Yeah.
It just made so much sense when you were actually there, like shooting. It was just like, this is really happening.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't even know if that makes sense, but it was so fun to film.
Yeah.
I didn't know, that was my first time working with Neon Noir, and I didn't know them at all yet, and it was just, I think I may have said this every week for the past, like, 2 years that I've known them, but they are just, like, you just get on set with them and they're your family right away. Yeah. So it's just, it's a blast. And we had such a good time making that movie. So funny. And, it was so fun.
Well, you know, Sarah's a good friend of mine, Sarah French, and anytime that we bring up your name, it's all love. Like, we just like, we just adore you. And I know Sarah does. Yes. And I know from a fact from hearing it directly from them, how excited they were and how much they wanted to work with you. So boom.
Yeah, they're incredible, and they really just like welcomed me into so much more than just a job.
Yeah.
Which was really special. You know, not every job is going to be like that, and that's okay, but this one was. And I think that I'll always hold that experience like on a pedestal, just because it really didn't feel like work. It was just like, we're here. And I remember the hours going by so fast. You know, you're on set for like 12 hours and all of a sudden it's the 11th hour and you're just like, how, we've been here all day. We've been making a movie all day.
And you're
so great and so like easy in the best way. So,
and I remember I was surprised by your character, because I'm thinking, oh, Sarah's going to be like the blonde bombshell in this. And it was not that case. They switched up the hair. Try to explain your character for the benefit of those who haven't seen it. Please.
She's sort of this like quirky, mousy, goody two shoes, aspiring actress chick. And her name is Lana, and she's hilarious because I think she's just, she wants attention, but she doesn't want too much attention. She's doesn't really fit in with the rest of the group. Everyone that is a female working on this movie, that's the movie inside the movie, is very sexy and like open to talking about sexual things. And it's just so perfect that, you know, Lana's demise ends around something just so graphic. So I won't give anything away, but it's just so perfect and fun that Lana gets, she has quite the twist in her character. So, but it was so fun to play this sort of like girl next door type of character. I guess you could call her that. She's a little bit more silly and like, a little bit more quirky and weirdo than the classic girl next door. But it was really fun to play that character because, I think up until that point I had played a lot of like typical, like cheerleader sorority, anything that goes in that vein, the bright blonde hair and stuff. So the fact that Marcel saw me as something else actually meant a lot to me.
Yeah.
Because I got the script and I was expecting to be that character.
Yeah.
And when I found out that like I wasn't, I just like took it and ran with it. And I don't know if anyone could tell, but like for me, I feel like I just like Lana became this character that like I got to play a little tiny nerdy part of myself.
Yeah.
And that was really fun.
Yeah. No, that's what it threw me in a good way too. I was like, oh, I like seeing her as this, like you said, like little nerdy, little, you know, like I was like, oh, this is fun. Like this is a great, and you were great in it. And, you know, she may or may not have had a very memorable death scene, may or may not, I said, so there's no spoilers.
A lot of that scene was also, I think we were having so much fun with it because, like, how could you not?
Yeah.
And a lot of that ended up being improv'd, not the full scene, but just parts of it and some of the jokes, which was really, really fun.
Yeah.
Just throwing that out there. like Lana has a line in it that we ended up, like me and Marcel still say it to each other. Cause like Lana's whole thing is that she doesn't curse. She's a very good girl. She does not curse. She will spell out the curse words for you, like F-U-C-K. So during this, you know, final scene of Lana, she says, S-E-X is so much fun. And so, like, that just, I don't even know how that came about, but it now is just like an inside joke. And it was never, like, really in the script. But
right.
I'm glad that it made it into the movie because it was really just, like, us being so silly and weird.
Yeah, no, it was great. It was fantastic. And I've,
so yeah, it was so fun.
And how long were you on set filming? How long did your part take?
You know, I can't fully remember. I think overall maybe the shoot itself was like 10 or 11 or 12 days, like 2 weeks ish, and then I think that I was on set for maybe like half of them,
okay,
maybe like 5 days maybe.
Which, by the
way, more like 4. I don't know.
Which, by the way, is incredible because when you think feature film, I mean, that's something Neon Noir is just stellar at. Just the time that is so short compared to what it would take to, you know what I mean? So it's incredible that their machine.
Yeah, I completely agree. They always shave off a couple extra days than what you would have thought. But yet at the same time, honestly, it never really feels too rushed on set.
No, the quality is there.
Yeah. The one of the qualities of Marcel that I think is just like amazing that I'm really inspired by is he just gets shit done. Like he just looks at a problem and knows how to fix it right away.
Mm-hmm.
And I have now worked with him on a handful of movies where there has been like big problems. And the way that he come, like any movie, something is going to happen. You are on set for 12 hours a day for 2 weeks straight. Something is going to happen. It's not just going to be smooth sailing the whole time. Someone's going to get sick. Someone's going to have this happen or that or whatever. And the way that he is just able to look at a situation and be like, okay, here's for how we're going to move forward from it and not let it like take up the whole day. It's such a small thing that I don't think people realize how valuable that is.
Yeah.
It's really, really cool. It takes a whole sense of creativity to be able to just come up with a solution on the spot like that, which he's incredible at.
Well, I also would think, speaking of like solutions, since you are like, I mean, you take to the dance floor. You're amazing. You obviously are a master of movement and know, you know, how. Yeah, absolutely. Have you used that to your best? Has there been like certain scenes in any film you've done where your dance prowess has helped you figure out or the director figure out, you know, how to improve a scene or how to make something that wasn't working work because of your physical gifts?
That's an interesting question. I also thank you for calling them physical gifts.
Sure. No, you're like a ninja. You really are. You move like a cat, like a ninja. Like it's incredible to watch you move. And that I don't say that lightly. Like you're incredible. So I would think that would be utilized to the fullest on a set, especially whether it's a fight scene, a dance scene, what have you.
You know, I think talking about, I know we were talking about That's a Wrap, but the next movie that I did with the same production company, Neon Noir, called Garden of Eden.
Oh, yes.
There was a very special day on set where we were all shooting out in the desert. And during this scene, my character has, at this point of the movie, taken ecstasy.
Mm-hmm.
And there was written like a dance scene in the movie during this sort of like ecstasy moment.
Yeah.
But just while everyone was shooting something else during the day, I thought it was so beautiful outside. It was golden hour. I needed to go outside and dance. And so I just like, I had my costume on because I already had it on. And I just set up my phone and I started dancing, and I just all of a sudden I heard like Marcel like yelling out like, "Go over there, get her now!" Like, and so that ended up being this like whole other scene in Garden of Eden that was never really planned for, but I think it was one of my favorite things that has ever happened on set, because I think that it just was like
organic.
It ended up tying together a part of this character's journey in a way that was just really, authentic and organic, because it was just sort of like what I was feeling in that moment as the character. I was just, I needed to like move and groove, and it was so beautiful outside, and we had just done these sort of very empowering scenes while you're also like pretending or acting like you're on some sort of drug. And I had all of this adrenaline built up, and it needed to get out. So it was really cool, because what just turned out what was just going to be like a TikTok video on my phone ended up becoming like a part of this movie that I'm super proud of. And that was one of my favorite, I think, days of shooting that film.
Now, is that, I think I may know what you're talking about, because in the trailer, I see you dancing in this mask, this silhouette. Is that the same day?
That whole section.
Wow.
Yeah, it was really so fun, because at that point we were just chasing the sun a little bit. Everything had been filmed, and you could tell in the sky that we really only had like 15 minutes to like make that happen if it was going to happen. So we did some improvising, just like just myself, and then me with my family in the movie, and then also my family like watching me in different areas. It was so fun, and not only do I love that scene in the movie, but it also, I think, clarified a lot for me as an actor in that role in that moment, because I think it gave me a whole new connection to my family. So the rest of the shoot from that part forward, I feel like I just felt so clear on we really have been through something together at that part.
Yeah.
And I built this trust up for them as myself, as the character. And I don't know. It was just, it was so special. It was so artful. And it was just, it was really, really amazing. And,
I think everybody was on the same page, because they use it as the main part of the trailer. And what I, obviously not having been on set, but when I watch it, I think two things. I'm like, wow, this is like beautiful and graceful. But there also is that element of like, this is unsettling. Like, this character is like dancing in the desert, and it's like in this, and although it's beautiful movement, it like captures that, oh, there's something like, there's something unsettling about this too. So you balance that.
It's like this reckless abandonment that I think it's just going just way deeper into my mind than anyone needs to know, but like I think that the feeling of being in the desert brings up a lot for me, because I'm a desert baby, and when you look out into the desert, it's almost like looking into the ocean, because you can't see the end of it.
Wow.
That's not as beautiful. You know, I mean, the desert is beautiful in its own way, but it gives you this feeling of terror, like something bad could happen out there. And obviously there's the same with the, when you look into the forest or the ocean or whatever, but there's something very unsettling about being in the desert on your own. And it's like just so quiet, and nothing is around, and not everywhere is like this landscape. There's very few parts of the world that are like it. And so it's just, I don't know, just something about like that whole day and being out there and driving out there. It just like, it felt, sometimes on set you just have those like happy accident type of days. And it was really like one of those. And also just like, it was amazing just to have like Joe and Marcel and Sarah just make the executive decision of like, this is how we're going to spend the last 20 minutes of the day, is we're just going to like shoot this weird thing.
I love it.
Yeah.
No, because, you know, I'm a big fan of like a film like Midsommar. And I think part of the reason in that was so unsettling, too, is because there were some dance scenes in that and they're really into it. And it's like you feel like they're all in on this secret, but you're not. So like, but and they're so joyous about it that they're dancing. And I'm like, whoa, like what's about to happen here? You know,
there are some things that are just like can only, in my opinion, be communicated through movement.
Yeah.
And that is one of them. This sort of idea of having a secret.
Yeah.
Is one of them. And, I've heard a lot of actors talk about having a secret, and I think the way that does come through is in your movement and in your body, whether or not you're a dancer. But like having this other thing going on is going to affect the way that you move.
Yeah.
Whether you become very still or very antsy or anxious or whatever, or just even when whoever's listening to this right now like observes their body and notices why they're doing the things that they're doing right now, you know, or whatever. But there's just some things that can only be communicated through the body.
I'm curious, you had said something earlier, how you just had to go outside and dance. And I know dance is therapy for you because you're like Miss Dance. You teach, you do choreography. Yeah. And I remember reading once, like Christopher Walken has to work a dance into all his parts because he loves it. Are you like that? Like, even if the script doesn't call for dancing, are you at home, like dancing, trying to find this character?
That's a really good question. I sometimes, yes. I think something that I always think about just as what I know that I can bring to the table is this extra level of movement. And so I no matter what, whether it be dance related or not, I always feel like I try to think about how this character moves and also to even just like figure out who they are. And I think some really good ways to figure that out is through improving, whether it be movement or not movement related, and also figuring out sort of like some animal work related to a character, which sounds very like, now you're getting into the nitty gritty of it. But I once had an acting teacher that always made us pick what animal this character was, whatever we're working on, and move like them. And that has always been an exercise that I've used to figure it out, to really explore like what that feels like. And then also too, it's something really nice that when you feel lost, that you can attach back to, and attach back to your movement. And I think it's something that's really relatable for people that are like watching something through a scene, because there is something very different of someone that's just like standing and saying lines, and adding a little bit of movement. It's just a game changer. So I don't know if I try to incorporate dance, but maybe I should, maybe I should take that from Christopher Walken.
Absolutely.
That's kind of like that's my dream, is just to be able to blend the two.
Combine your loves. Yeah. I mean, you really are. I don't say this lightly again, and I don't say this because you're on the air here. I say this in sincerity. It's so beautiful to watch you, and you're so graceful with your movement. It really is. It's so just artistic, and you know, you just have command of whatever you're doing, and all eyes go to you because it really is such a powerful art form. And before we went on the air here, you had told me that you also do costume design. So, which is phenomenal to me that you have this other talent on top of your others. So, yeah.
With the costumes, that's my happiest time ever, is when I'm like putting together costumes. I would not consider myself a master of costume design. Maybe someday.
I think you're humble, but go ahead.
I do love it. Yeah. I do. I love it. That is therapy for me. Like putting together what a character would wear, or like Right now, I don't know what it is, but I have been doing so much rhinestoning which is crazy because like I don't ever wear rhinestones, but between my own projects or projects I'm working on for other people, it's like if it's just been like, yeah, I don't know, it's the holidays, it's a sparkly time, so
yeah, it is.
But yeah, so I was telling you before we started, I often forget. I went to fashion school, yes, and I got a degree in the business of fashion because I love it, and I think that I think that it's a big part of your character. I mean, 100%. It's huge. Yeah, I think makeup and costume is as important. I mean, obviously, it's not even a question. It's as important as anything else. And
yeah.
I just am amazed at what people can do, and working on different things. I like, my happy place is like in the warehouse of costumes and getting fitted and getting to see people pull different things and what makes a character that character. And
yeah,
it's also so fun because on a day-to-day basis, we have to wake up every morning and put on pants,
right,
and put on clothes.
Yeah.
And we do what works for us, what works for our day. But when you're putting on clothes or a costume for a character, it's just like you can wear something atrocious that you would never, ever wear, but like you wouldn't ever wear it. So it's such a special thing to be able to wear it right now.
Yeah.
So yeah, I don't know. I do have a weird little obsession and fantasy of costuming. And yeah.
And what's wrong with that? I've seen your Instagram, by the way. You can't, don't try to be humble here, because I've seen your work and you're really good. So you have the talent. Thanks. You're welcome. Yeah,
It's really fun when I'm working on a project where I get to sort of put together or be a little bit more of a leader in a dance setting, because then I also get to pick out what me and the other girls or the other boys or the other dancers are wearing, and it's a very therapeutic and feels amazing. I love doing that kind of stuff.
And it is, and you know, like I used to do, like before acting, I actually did stand-up comedy first, and for me, I could not perform unless I was wearing like a wacky suit, or like that's when I felt like now I'm ready to take the stage. And if I wasn't, I think I would have felt very awkward going out and just in, like, I don't know if I could have been that character I was. I know when you're rehearsing, obviously you dress, you know, you're casual, but then when it's time to perform, do you feel that wardrobe gives you that armor to just be 100% that character?
Yes, totally. Mm-hmm. It's so funny because like so much of, especially what I've been doing over the past couple of months, is very, very glammed up, very sexed up.
Yeah.
A lot of different roles that are big hair, big makeup, big tits, big ass.
Yeah.
Just like lots of that. And it's so much fun. It's so much fun because in rehearsal, you have no makeup on. You've got basketball shorts on. You're just a mess. And it's like, it becomes this thing that is not even a part of you. It's larger than life.
Yeah.
I love that. I am so inspired by anyone that is creative in that way. And yeah.
Yeah. And, you know, speaking of inspired, I just wanted to bring one thing up, and we're not going to dwell on this, but in the last interview, I want you to know that I had about 20 different performers email me after they heard your interview, and they said, thank you for Sarah for sharing that story about that one prick director who was, you know, and she was not afraid to stand up for herself and tell her story. And that really struck a chord with a lot of listeners. And I can tell you, they all wanted me to thank you for talking about that, because I think you made it a lot more comfortable for other people who have been in that position to speak up and say, you know what, that wasn't okay the way I was treated. And those people are not worth my time anymore. And I don't want to work with those people. So yeah. Thank you for like having the guts to do that. Seriously.
Well, thank you for having the platform, really, because like that is what it is. I think a lot of people for so long, and I think finally I feel, I don't know if I can't really speak for everyone, but I do feel like the industry is a safer place now.
Yeah.
Since people are not trying, I think, the same things that they were when I first moved to LA 10 years ago.
Yeah.
Which is still a very short period of time, but like that's how much things have changed in a short period of time.
Yeah.
And I think having platforms like this where people can talk about what's really going on in an honest way is incredible. And I think that that's why there is change, mm-hmm. is because people are talking about it,
mm-hmm.
and also realizing, you know, a lot of people also just like maybe didn't know that they weren't supposed to feel this way.
Yeah.
They mm-hmm. weren't, they didn't have to like go to set and be scared or whatever. Yeah. So it's really, thank you. Honestly.
Absolutely. No, thank you. You are so inspiring. And if anyone is out, absolutely. And I think you would agree, if anybody is out there and it's, whether it's your first job or your 20th job, if something is making you feel uncomfortable, then you need to remove yourself from that situation and not feel bad about it.
It's just not worth it. Yeah, no. It's just not worth it. And it's like life is already so crazy and exhausting. Like you don't need to be giving anyone your energy that doesn't deserve it. I think that's just absurd. And I am saying that because I did not know that was mm-hmm. even a possibility. I didn't know that like I was allowed to stand up for myself.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, just that, I mean, without getting like too far back into that whole conversation that we had last time, it was just, you know, and even then I think we just really scratched the surface of the details, but it's just like, it's not okay. And we don't live in that world anymore. And it just, we never should have. But we did. The reality of it was that there is a lot of, and there was a lot of people abusing their power on a day-to-day basis.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just like, that's not where we're at anymore.
No.
And that feels really amazing. I feel like, you know, not just women, but I think people have the right to go and do their job without there being a whole bunch of extra bullshit attached to it.
Amen. Amen. And if you're one of those toxic people out there that for whatever reason you were awkward in high school and now you're trying to use your power to somehow, you know, I don't know what it is, look yourself in the mirror and think you're a stud, you're not. Go to therapy and get off the movie sets.
Definitely go to therapy first.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, because you're not going to find it and you're going to need a moment away from Hollywood.
Yes.
Go to therapy.
Yes, that's right.
I think that's honestly for if there is anyone watching or thinking mm-hmm. that maybe they're the problem, like we're all the problem. We all have to take responsibility for it.
Mm-hmm.
So I think that was a big part of why I was like not gonna let this specific director slide, because I was like, this isn't okay. And it's like if I don't say something, then I'm the problem.
And
I never really felt that way before or thought that before. But it's like, it's holding yourself to your own standard of what you think is okay for yourself. So,
oh, that's right.
Yeah.
I'm applauding you right here. That's it.
Thanks.
So.
I'm very happy, I guess, to hear that people felt seen by that conversation.
So again, those directors, go to therapy. That's all I'm saying. Go to therapy, directors. and others.
Maybe find a different job.
Yes, yes.
It's going to be a little bit hard for
that's,
you.
That's right. And by the way, Sarah, you're lucky Sarah's nice, because she could kick somebody's ass if she wanted to. I've seen her move. Like, she's got ninja skills. So you're lucky she's nice. Now, speaking of your ninja skills, you're everywhere. What is happening? Like, you're constantly doing shows. So talk about some of your dance shows you have coming up.
Oh, gosh. You know, the past couple of months have been very dance centric, which has been awesome because I think recently I've been really just seeing where things go, and some months acting takes over and some months dance takes over. And I really try not to get too attached to what that means or whatever. So, you know, the last couple months have been really, really revolving around dance, which has been awesome. I love dance. I don't know if you can tell by the every single sentence I've said.
No, I
so
couldn't
far.
Tell that at all. Not at all.
But yeah, it's like it's just been a whirlwind. The past few months I've been on a couple of different holiday shows. I've had a lot of different opportunities to revisit my like ballet roots, which has been wonderful. Definitely, you know, Christmas time is like Nutcracker season.
Yeah,
and it's the time that everyone wants you to throw on a tutu and pointe shoes. So I really took it amongst, you know, to myself to get back into this style. And I do so much ballet, but there's a difference between doing ballet and taking a ballet class once a week and being a ballerina. It's a very different world. So I just am so grateful that I've had some opportunities to revisit that world and dance with some ballerinas on stage. I mean, like that's something that like the little me always dreamt of doing. So that's been amazing. And then I've also been touring with this burlesque company. I've been with the group for 2 years. Yeah, about 2 years, but we've been so busy the past like couple of months. We have a holiday version of our show and a Halloween version of our show. So we've been busy. We've been going all over the place. And we were talking about traveling. I mean, we just like we go all over the US and all over the world, but it's really, really a fun, super fun show.
Like, and sparkly.
It's called the Lalas.
Yes.
No matter where, very sparkly. you should definitely, if you're not already, go check them out. Follow them on Instagram. See if they're coming to a city near you, because it's just like it's a riot. The shows are so much fun, and they are extremely empowering. And I feel like there is a lot of language about what is empowering, which is great.
Yeah.
But this show in particular it's the real deal. Like, it's really gonna leave you feeling like a rock star. There's just no other way to describe it. It's, you know, the part of the intro is it's by women for women in celebration of women. So if you like women, you're into women, or you're a woman, you're gonna like the show.
They're just right.
Like, or even if you hopefully you don't hate women, but even if you do, you'll probably like the show. But yeah, it's a freaking blast, and it's so cool to be able to be a part of this company that is very dance centric. I mean, the show is an hour and 15 minutes straight of just dance and comedy, like my two favorite things.
Yeah.
And it's so fun. That's all I've got to say about it.
I love
it. You know, lets me travel a little bit and feel like a professional.
So yes.
It's really wonderful.
So I'm realizing what we got to do is we got to get you cast in a feature film that's set in the 1930s where you're a dancer and it's like this romantic comedy. You'd be like, that's your nirvana right there.
Yeah, I think I was supposed to be like in a Chicago or like the movie Burlesque with Christina Aguilera and Cher, or like I think one of those is like one of those kinds of movies is like my dream that would be incredible.
We both have the love of the 30s. So there you go.
Yeah, it's just such a, just the art and everything during that time is really, really cool.
Plus I bet you do one hell of a Charleston. I can imagine.
You know what? I do.
There you go. I like hearing that. Good. Boom. I have no doubt, Sarah. No doubt.
I have so many flapper dresses. Like, it's absurd. It's too much. Too much happening in my closet.
So you are clearly, you're funny. You have this outgoing personality. You're very charismatic. And yet you have this niche in the horror community. Like, do you, I know we touched upon this before. Like, are you loving this horror gig that you keep getting? And what scares you? What scares you?
Oh my gosh. Okay. Well, yes. First of all, I do love working in horror. Mm-hmm. I think I did 4 horror movies this year, which is crazy.
That's insane.
And, it's a blast. It's so much fun. And I also have learned so much just like about things that never occurred to me doing horror. It's just magic what FX people do, and it's just magic how things happen. And what I love about horror too is a lot of things and a lot of stunts are super practical. Like, they're really happening right there, and you really only have like one take to do them, you know?
Yeah.
I find it amazing every time, like, I see a scene that someone's like getting stabbed or their throat is getting slit or something like that, because it really, you just know that that performance had to happen one time. And so I think that the like fanfare of horror is incredible. I honestly, as a kid, I never, or like as an actor up until I started booking horror work, I never thought specifically that would be a niche of mine. But at the same time, I really have always been drawn to, for lack of a better term, like dark and twisted kind of like dancing, and that's always been a really big part of my life and of my career. So when I started booking like acting work in horror films, it did sort of feel like a natural transition of like, okay, I've done a lot of like weird, creepy dancing for different artists or for pop artists, but this is the one that they're getting really weird with or whatever. That it sort of felt like, oh, this is the other side of the coin. This is like, this makes sense. So, yeah. I don't even know what the question was at this point, but
I was saying what scares you? What gets you like? Go ahead.
I think. Oh goodness gracious! When I'm watching, something, I feel like the scariest things to me are the sense of like loss.
Yeah.
The sense of like. Of unrepairable loss. I think that's what like really freaks me out. And there's a lot of that in the world as well. But especially exploring that feeling as a performer or someone that's making performances is, I think that's what like really gets me and like hurts me from the inside out just that like things are not okay. I don't know that I'm particularly scared of gory things, especially, you know, working from the other side. It's so like fun and magical to me to see like bloody things at this point. So when I see a performance that like feels just haunting in the sense that like they have that the character has like lost something, I think that feels like dark to me.
Love that.
I don't know.
Oh, good answer right there. I have only a few more questions. Since we brought up dance, what's the greatest dance sequence you've ever seen in a movie? Is there one that sticks out? Because you would be the person to ask. I know that's tough because we're talking a lot.
In a movie. You know, I think like it just kind of doesn't get more iconic than the Cell Block Tango in Chicago.
There you go.
I just feel like even thinking about it, I get chills. So there's a lot of really amazing like choreography in movies. Obviously, you could just go in a rabbit hole and I could give you a more complex, thought out answer, but I just can't think of anything better.
Yeah.
Like that changed my whole life.
If
and still, like, I still think about it when I need like when I need a little inspiration, I still go back to that scene and watch that scene. It yeah. just does not get old. It's so good.
Yeah. No. Does that mean, are you open, since you've done a lot of live performances, would you be open if, like, hey, Broadway's calling, dance Chicago, oh, would gosh, you?
Of course I would be open
there
to it.
There you go. Just want to throw that out there in case anybody's listening.
You know, I have always thought, like, maybe someday spending some time. I've had, like, some opportunities to work a little bit in New York, and I mm-hmm. kind of always put that out there that I would love. You know, I don't know that I see myself really fully, like, yeah. embracing, like, a New York lifestyle all the time, because I love LA.
Yeah.
And I think that a lot of things here really suit me. But, oh, sure. man, well, give me that opportunity to, like, do a year run on Broadway, and I'm there.
I'll well, I'm listen, then I'm coming up there to see you, because I'm only, like, an hour and 20 minutes away from there. So.
Amazing. Cool.
I did 20 years in New York, though, so I know what you mean. You have to be ready.
Yeah. You know, I only actually lived there for a year.
Yeah.
After high school, I went to Marymount, Manhattan. I started school there. And I just loved it. I loved the city. It's so, so special. And honestly, without even really trying, I ended up in LA, like, just by, like, a series of events.
It's meant to
I ended
be.
Up here and never left.
I get
my
it.
Dream was always New York, and I think it is for a lot of people, because it's such a magical, whimsical place that it holds so much more than like what it is. Like, it means something deep.
I get it. I totally get it.
Yeah.
But I also get needing a break from people. So, and LA is very good at that. You can have a lot of sunshine and space. So,
yeah, I mean, Los Angeles is just it's a wonderful place. It's home. It feels
I get
like
it.
Home now. So,
I totally get it. Believe me, I get it.
Yeah.
my wonderful friend, I have to ask you two more things. First of all, since it's Christmas season, what is your favorite Christmas movie? What's that tradition for you?
It's a Wonderful Life.
Oh, okay. See, now this, you know, that's my favorite film of all time. See, this is why we're saying, oh my God. I see. Now, people who are listening to this now are like, oh, he told her to say that. No, this was not scripted.
It's my favorite thing that has ever been created. It's so beautiful.
Sarah, I have an It's a Wonderful Life tattoo. I've interviewed all the living cast members multiple times. Zuzu.
I did not know that.
Oh, I have a whole It's a Wonderful Life section. We're going to have to talk, but I am so happy that you gave that answer, because to me, it is the perfect movie. So thank you for saying that.
You know, like, that movie, it's so timeless. It's just so good. Every moment is just so good. I can't wait to watch it this year. It's
I'm doing that on Saturday. It's an event.
Literally, oh my gosh, can I come?
Yes. Yes, you may. Yes, you may, my dear friend.
I'll fly it.
Yes.
Oh man, I can't wait to watch it this year. Yeah.
Well, I have brought Carolyn Grimes, who played Zuzu, on about three times on this show. And so next time I have her, you have to call in so you can.
I would just love that.
I'm going to do that. I'm going to make that happen, because when I hear that answer, I was just like, this girl. See, this is why I love you, Sarah. You have such good taste.
Oh my gosh.
So.
Wow.
You are a delight. I am so happy I got to spend this time with you. Please, though, before we wrap up, let's plug away. So we have That's a Wrap, and that's on streaming, right? That's streaming right now. People can see that right now.
Right now, and it's a blast. Like, it's a super fun movie. It's very... It's fun for everyone too.
Yeah.
Like, that sounds so silly, but it's like, you can't not have a good time watching that movie. So if you need a little feel good in your life, a little feel good, a little blood, that's the way to go.
That's what I'm talking about right there. And Garden of Eden, do we know when that's being released, or is that still up in the air?
It's still up in the air, okay. I think. You know, I know there's been a lot of talks of different things, but I really think probably, I think 2024 is 100% its year.
Okay.
To go out. I know that it will be joining a lot of festivals through the next year.
Yeah.
And I think distribution is being talked about. So
wonderful.
Yeah. Super excited to see where that goes. Yeah. I can't wait for that. That was one of my favorite things I've ever been a part of. So,
I cannot wait. I'm so excited to see that one. It's just that I am so ready now. So they got to, this deal has to happen. So I can watch it. And one more time, the dance company.
Yes. At the dance company, the burlesque company I tour with, is called the Lalas.
Yes.
Super fun. We travel all over the place. So depending on where you're listening from, there's probably a show coming to you pretty soon. So I definitely look up the Lalas Burlesque, Instagram, Google, all the things.
Wonderful. Yeah. And Sarah, where can people find you if you want to be found?
please come find me on Instagram. I'm just Sarah Polednak. That's me. SARAHPOLEDNAK.
Yes,
it's Polednak. It's not. I don't know why that name stresses people out. I get it. There's a lot of consonants happening, but yeah, Polednak. That's how you say it. But yeah, come find me on Instagram. Let's be friends.
Yes.
Let's talk more. And
yes.
Yeah.
And be respectful, people. Okay. Let's put that out there too.
Yes.
if you're
weird, I probably will not answer. So just if we can just try to be a little bit, not weird.
Yes.
Weird's good, but just know the difference.
Creative weird. Creative weird, not I'm going to show up in your garage weird. We want creative weird.
Definitely don't do that. Yeah. Nobody wants that.
Yeah. Nobody needs that in their lives. Okay. Sarah, you are a delight. I hope you have the most amazing Christmas. You deserve it at home with your family in Nevada. So you can just relax and decompress, because I got news for you. You're going to be very, very, very busy in 2024, which you already know.
I feel it. I really can, and I'm very excited. So I'll take the next week or so to enjoy everything that 2023 was, and I hope everyone else does that as well.
That is right, and I am going to ask you to hold on so I can thank you for doing this once again. But for Footsteps in the Attic, for the beautiful and amazing Miss Sarah Polednak, this is Brian Hobson. We want to both wish you a very Merry Christmas.
Yay. Merry Christmas.
That's
Happy
right.
Holidays.
Darn right. And we'll see you soon.